Coming up on today's Locked On Angels, the Halos have made a couple of moves, signing left-hander reliever Aaron Loop to a two-year deal and have made a trade for infielder utility man Tyler Wade. What does this all mean? What's the next steps? Is this good? Let's discuss on today's Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day every single day. I'm Steve Granato, your host. You can shoot me a follow over on Twitter at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. And of course, our Locked On account is at Locked On Angels, where I'm honestly a little bit more active. I want to thank you guys for checking us out here today. As I mentioned, there's been a couple of moves here the Angels made on Monday afternoon. So I wanted to break those down and see what's going on, see if they're good. See if they're bad, and just kind of do our initial takes and what's left on like the off-season checklist. So we're going to start with the news. We also have Taylor Blake Ward joining us, former host of the show, jumped on to talk about Aaron Loop in our second segment. In our final segment, we're going to go through that checklist and see what the Angels have left to do here in the off-season. Of course, if you're watching this before Thanksgiving, don't forget to tell us what you are thankful for Angels baseball. What in Angels baseball are you thankful for? Shoot us a tweet at Locked On Angels, or of course, right here in the comments section on YouTube. Tell me what you're thankful for, or you can give me a call. That's the preferred way. Give me a call. Leave me a voicemail, 714-409-6396. That is in the episode description. Please call us and be a part of our Thursday Thanksgiving show. Okay, now with that out of the way, the moves. Here are the moves on Monday morning. The Angels made an announcement. This is the announcement here coming from MLB.com. I'll read it verbatim. The Angels added to their infield depth on Monday, acquiring Tyler Wade from the Yankees in exchange for a player to be named later or cash considerations. Wade, who turns 27 on Tuesday, was designated for assignment by New York, that's the Yankees, on Friday. He's a career 212 hitter, 298, 307 on that old on-base and slug hitter in 264 games in parts of five seasons with the Yanks. Wade played a career-high 103 games in 2021, hitting 268, slashing 354, 323 with five RBIs and 17 stolen bases. He can play multiple positions, and he's seen action at second, short, third, and all three outfield spots. Wade, though, is out of minor league options, so he must stay on the major league roster or else be exposed to waivers. That's, again, coming from MLB.com. Wade, reached base 354 this year in over 100 games in 2021. That's a career high for him. He's a depth guy, and he's a guy that is going to be battling for the shortstop position, it seems. We talked about this on the Monday show. If you missed that one, we talked about this on Monday. But it seems as though that the Angels are continually signaling that they are not going to make a big splash at the shortstop position. Looks like they're going to grab some lower guys, some smaller guys, not the big names, not your Corey Seagers, not your Javi Baez's. They're going to grab some smaller guys to battle out the shortstop position. It's going to be up essentially between Jack Mayfield, Luis Ranjifo, David Fletcher, Andrew Velasquez, and now Tyler Wade. It seems like that's the route they're going in here. I still don't think they're going to go make a big splash. It just doesn't seem right. As far as everything that we know about what the Angels have done, it just doesn't seem like that's what they're going to do. In a corresponding move to make space for Tyler Wade, the Angels designated Keen Wong for an assignment. Okay, that was not the only thing that the Angels did on Monday. They also, a couple hours later, made another move. This is now coming from the OC Register and Jeff Fletcher. The Angels began retooling their bullpen by signing left-hander Aaron Loop to a two-year $17 million deal on Monday. Loop is the first free agent pitcher to sign a multi-year deal with the Angels since reliever Joe Smith signed a three-year deal in November 2013. Man, it's been a while. 8 years ago. Loop will make $7.5 million in 22 and 23. The deal includes a team option for $7.5 million in 2024 with a $2 million buyout. Loop, 33, is coming off the best season of his career. He posted a 9.95 ERA in a shy of 57 innings in 65 games. This is a solid move, man. Aaron Loop is a veteran lefty, a bit of a lefty specialist. If you are thinking this is a Risel replacement, no, this is not a Risel replacement at all. He is, again, a bit of a lefty specialist, but is a nice asset for the Angels to have. It's a nice little kind of like tool in the belt Aaron Loop will be. In the corresponding move, the Angels DFA'd Hector Yan, who spent his season at High A this year. But yeah, this is nice to have some veteran depth here in the back end for the Angels. This is potentially your setup man for 2022 and 23, potentially 2024. So this is a nice little move. I'm into this one. I like this one. This is a little bit more of a sure bet than the Tyler Wade move if you're looking for guys that are going to contribute to the big league level. This is a guy that is undoubtedly going to contribute to the big league level. He has been all over the place. He has been seemingly with a new team over the last couple of years, every single year. But this is a nice little signing. And I like this one. The Angels, you're always going to look for left-handed relievers, right? You're always going to look for guys like that. And Aaron Loop is just like a solid piece. It's just a solid piece. Like, this isn't a guy that, or both of these moves aren't moves that are going to be like, oh my gosh, this is like the biggest move, big splash, hot stove is hot. No, that's not what's going on here. But these are two little pieces that might fall by the wayside that you might kind of forget about in a month. And you go on opening day, like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Or like in latter stages of spring training, go, oh yeah, I forgot Aaron Loop. That's a nice little touch there. It's a nice little, you know, it's like the side at dinner, or like the sauce that you put on your steak at the end, right? So that's what I like here. I think they're both pretty decent pickups. I'm intrigued by Tyler Wade. I feel confident in Aaron Loop. I think those are both pretty darn good signings. And the Angels are making moves, man. Again, Taylor Blake Ward is going to be here in just a second to talk about this Aaron Loop signing. Let me know how you feel about both of these moves. I think they're pretty solid. I love Thanksgiving, all the good food and treats, and there's plenty of them, you know that, but maybe you're like me and you want a yummy dessert that isn't full of calories and sugar. It's the perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bar is the new holiday dessert. You can replace that coconut cream pie with a coconut Built Bar, or you can go for a raspberry Built Bar. They got a ton of delicious flavors. And they're really good to replace those pies that you're going to be eating here in a couple of days. Low calories, low carbs, low fat, and high protein. Built is a great option for when you're hungry. And if Thanksgiving just can't get here soon enough, go for a Built Bar or two. And you can share some at your family gatherings as well. It'll make things a little less awkward on Thursday afternoon. There's nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday as well, which is also coming up. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. That's LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Taylor Blake Ward now joining us here to talk about the Aaron Loop signing, the second move the Angels have made here since the offseason really started, at least on the pitching front. Taylor, former host of the show, Prospects Dude, I guess is probably your byline now is Prospects Dude. Taylor, thanks for joining us again, man. Aaron Loop, your first reaction.
High quality reliever coming to the Angels. They need pitching. You know, it's no secret they need pitching. They need it on both ends. They need part of the rotation help. They need bullpen help. And this is going to be serious bullpen help. You know, the performance last year, I don't think is going to be able to be replicated. A sub-1 ERA over 56 something innings or 65 outings. But, you know, if he can be what he's been with just taking care of business. Just take care of business in the bullpen, you know, keep leads. Doesn't matter what your ERA is. If you're not surrendering leads and you're closing out games or just keeping the game where it is, you know, you could have a 17 ERA for all I care about, just as long as you're keeping that, as long as you're keeping the ball, you know, keeping the game tight. And Aaron Loop does that for you. You could feel confident that he's going to give you an inning, maybe even two innings of competitive baseball and keep you in the game.
For the future look here, I mean, obviously there's a multitude of factors, obviously with the CBA situation, all that kind of stuff, and how that's going to affect free agency. But for the Angels here, do you think this is a maybe closer, or are they just thinking no, because he's not really closed in the past?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to still have to find someone, even if it's a closer by committee. But I think that you look at Perry's track record, they have always had a closer of some sort. Even if it's a split closer role, it's two guys that have been closers or have grown to become closers in their careers. So I think that, you know, Joe Maddon, very much old school guy, all about the role and having guys that are closers be the guy that finishes the game for you. And Perry seems that same way. So no, I don't think this is your closer. I think this is just a reliever of high value. And when he comes in, you know, it's $7.5 million. Both the first 2 years of his contract, it's a $2 million buyout for the club at the end, or $7.5 more to add on. So that's, you know, $7.5 really isn't going to dig too deep into your investments. I think that's a great cost for a reliever, especially of Aaron Loop's status. I think that that's a $10 million arm. So for them to be able to get him for 2 to 3 years at that cost, I think is really beneficial. But I still think they're in the market for a closer.
Yeah, I know that this probably wouldn't. I mean, from my vantage point, at least initial reaction without digging too deep into the numbers, doesn't seem like it's going to be a guy that's, all right, this is our Risal replacement. That doesn't seem like that's going to be the plan. A guy like Aaron Loop, been around the block and has been shifting through multiple organizations over the last couple of years, has seen some stuff. And we know that Noah Syndergaard had mentioned and praised the Angels and Panarin Manassian for how much he knew about pitching. Do you, initial reactions, obviously as we record this, there will be more information as we move forward. But initial reactions, do you think there is a shift in the Angels front office that is signaling to free agents, hey, we know what we're talking about now?
Possibly. I mean, I think Billy Epler knew the body. I think he knew the science of baseball incredibly well. Still does. I think he knows the science of baseball better than almost anyone I've ever known. So it's a different shift. It's Perry may be pitching centric. Billy may have been body centric and how we can improve you as a person, as a human being, and not, you know, not necessarily morally, but you know, the stature of the body. And Jerry DePoto was obviously a pitching guy who understood pitching, and he understood how to do kind of flexibility of roster to the depth of it. It was very interesting the way that Jerry went about things. And I still think he does that still, but yeah, I think Perry is very much a pitching centric guy. And I think we're looking at the difference between Billy Epler and Perry Manassian is a little bit of financial status is probably a starting point. But Perry definitely puts a lot more emphasis on the bullpen than I think Billy Epler did. And I think that we're really noticing that early. I think that, you know, the acquisitions of Rizal last year around this time and Aaron Loop and the guys that are on the market that the Angels are talking to, I think that's kind of been the big part of it. That is a big transition is Perry knows that there's importance when it comes to relief market, and he can't just have high spin rate guys going out there.
As far as I mentioned, he had been a guy that's been around the block. Do you think that's going to play well with this young core that the Angels are getting here, especially from the pitching front? Do you think Aaron Loop is a guy that might be able to kind of usher these dudes to throw through the majors, your Jansen Junks, your Elvis Poguetos of the world?
Absolutely. I mean, this guy is a veteran, and this guy has pitched at pretty much every capacity you possibly can outside of maybe the closer role itself, but this is a guy that understands, like you said, he's been through the motions. One thing that I think is big that, you know, we talk about the young guys, but I think a big market on this is Marcus Stroman. Right as soon as the signing came out, he made a comment. He says, this guy's deserving. I absolutely love playing with this guy. It's a big deal. This could be a recruiting edge for another starting pitcher. Who knows? You know, it's everyone that has kind of come out when it comes to Aaron Loop has made seriously strong consideration of the person that he is and the teammate that he is. So it would seem that, yes, this is beneficial to the bullpen, the arms that are coming up, the young guys. And something that Perry Manassian has been very vocal about is we want to bring these kind of players into the organization, guys that are going to improve the entire chemistry of the organization. So to answer your question in a long form, absolutely. It seems like a guy that can definitely help.
I know I've spoken ad nauseum about Marcus Stroman and potentially yes. Landing him. And I know everybody has. Again, I say this almost every time. Not a unique take. The Angels should sign Marcus Stroman. Duh. And then, you know, we will actually also talk about that in the Robbie Ray episode, because, of course, we will. For the Angels moving forward, Robbie Ray, Aaron Loop is a guy that is more likely to potentially be a premier setup guy, or, you know, a middle innings guy to kind of eat some innings. Maybe Griffin Canning only went 4 that day. We need 3, you know, that kind of thing. Do you think that I want to say Robbie Ray so bad because he's on the mind right now because the episode we're doing on Wednesday. But do you think that Aaron Loop is enough for the Angels, or do they need to make another splash in the reliever front?
No, I don't think he's enough. I think they need a close. I think the Angels have too many holes and not enough money. I know that you have been very open on the show about how much money Artie Moreno actually does have in his wallet. But, you know, this signing puts them, I believe, $140 million before arbitration figures in committed salary. So you're talking about $30-ish million left remaining to hit last year's opening day mark or opening day payroll, which we don't know if they're going to go over, go under, but you need a shortstop. I mean, it continues to be ignored that the Angels need an actual legitimate shortstop. Nothing against David Fletcher, but he is not a shortstop in the major leagues. You need someone, and whether that be you bring back Andrelton Simmons or you bring in Freddie Galvis at a very cheap cost, or I know that you mentioned on your mailbag episode a few names that are kind of more lower tier. You need one of those guys. That's going to cost you just a little bit of money. You need relievers, you need starters, and starters are not going to come cheap. Maybe you go the route of Steven Matz. I know that Anthony Descalfini signed recently. You called me to come on the show and then told me that Tony Descalfini signed, and it blew my mind. But, you know, $12 million a year, that's kind of where you're going to have to go with things. You're going to have to maneuver to the bullpen and look at guys that are $5 million, $6 million arms as opposed to, you know, Aaron Loop at $7.5 million is not a bad thing to have at all. So you're going to be looking at things like that, but you need help in a lot of places. I think the Rule 5 draft is going to help you with at least one arm, or even maybe a backup catcher. That's another position you need. So no, it's not the only thing that is going to build this bullpen. They need help in multiple places, and whether that come be a trade, free agency, Rule 5, whatever it is, they need it.
Yeah, we mentioned on the Monday episode, Ejiri Adrianza, Jordy Mercer might be some guys the Angels might look at, a little bit older guys that might fill that spot. Obviously, Tyler Wade was picked up a trade as well from the Yanks. That could be a guy, 268 hitter last season, a guy that, you know, I've kind of floated that, like, it's not like you're looking for, you don't need Seager. I mean, you'll take Seager, but you don't need Seager. You got bats. You're doing all right bat wise. So you're just kind of looking for a league average guy, and that's completely fine. Yeah, the catcher front, yes. You know, we'll see what happens in the Rule 5. But yeah, there's plenty to talk about here. Taylor, I don't want to take too much of your time, man. So I appreciate it. You stepping on and jumping over here. Don't forget to check out his book, by the way, In Search of Millionaires. Just got my copy recently. Very excited about it. But Taylor Blakeward, thanks for joining us today, man.
Absolutely, buddy. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. It's Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. Football. And nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting. BetOnline has you covered all holiday season. There's more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action, especially this Thanksgiving. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50%, that's 50 welcome bonus with promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. And it's not just football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, and even your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving. Back here on Locked On Angels, your first listen of the day. We're talking about Aaron Loop. We're talking about Tyler Wade and what it all means. These are under the radar kind of moves. They will likely pay off, I'd imagine, at least one of them. At least Aaron Loop would pay off in 2022. Again, this is just kind of like these little small little, you know, just these little steps, these little stepping stones, you know? It's obvious to be happy about the Noah Syndergaard thing, right? It'll be happy when Marcus Stroman comes to Anaheim. But these little Aaron Loop deals, you know, this little sprinkle that in. You know, you can't have dinner without having a side. You got to have the sides. And these are the sides, right? Tyler Wade, maybe a guy that's going to battle for that shortstop spot. Aaron Loop, a guy that's going to probably impact as your setup man. As your setup man. Yeah, I like that. You know, I like saying, oh, here comes Aaron Loop for the eighth in Game 5 of the World Series. How's that sound? What's left on the agenda? That's what we're going to talk about now here. What's left to do? So the Angels have made a couple of moves. As we mentioned, Andrew Velasquez added to the organization. Tyler Wade now traded for cash considerations for player to be named. Aaron Loop signed. Noah Syndergaard's side. What is next? These are the main moves the Angels have made. Obviously, some Rule 5 stuff, Elvis Pagetta, all that kind of stuff. Those are like the real niche stuff. But the stuff that you really need to worry about here, this is what is left. At least one more starter. We will scream into the heavens. Marcus Stroman, the guy we want. Still want him in Anaheim. There is at least one more starter that needs to be picked up. And that is pretty clear at this point. And the, you know, I still pitch getting one more middle rotation guy to really round out, give us more depth. Maybe that's a guy that gets picked up in Rule 5. That's supposed to be in December. We shall see. We shall see what the Angels do. They will likely get at least one more impact guy here, at least. And I'd imagine it's going to be on the pitching front. Potentially picking up a backup catcher to kind of help usher our catcher situation here, right? Maybe get one more catcher just to kind of round things out and feel better about stuff. Again, that might be a Rule 5 guy. And then maybe get one more guy to fight for short. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get one more guy to fight for short. The obvious elephant in the room, Raisel is still out there. Raisel Iglesias, if you can get him back, oh man, I'd feel so much better if the Angels got Raisel Iglesias. Another guy on the radar, if they can't do that, Kenley Jansen, 100%, is a guy that the Angels will be looking at. Maybe we'll explore that in a bigger episode in the future here, maybe next week. But Raisel and Kenley are definitely something there. There's something there. One of those two, the Angels need a closer. And that seems like that's going to be the thing. And then probably another reliever or two. So there are still things that need to be done. What's nice here is a lot of those things aren't going to be things that necessarily are going to take, you know, throwing all the money in the world at the wall here. You know, we've obviously talked about money here a million times on the show, and I'm not going to belabor that point again. But yeah, the catcher situation, that could be a Rule 5. That could be a waiver claim. That could be a small trade, a minor league trade. You know, one more guy to fight for short. That could be a Rule 5. Another reliever, maybe one more free agent signing on the reliever front. There's a couple of things that aren't going to be like these flashy big things in your face moves. And that's kind of nice here. That's kind of nice. With these moves, I wanted to ask you folks, how you feeling about this? How you feeling about Aaron Loop and Tyler Wade? How you feel about these smaller moves? These are the types of moves moving down the line that win championships, right? You don't think about, it's not sexy to sign the reliever, right? It's just not, but they are crucial. They are super crucial. Where would the Angels have been without Scott Shields? They needed him, right? They needed Scott Shields. He was crucial. So that's what's nice here is Aaron Loop could be a guy like that, a seventh, eighth, sixth inning guy, lefty specialist that really just kind of helps solidify the bullpen. And of course is the veteran presence in the back end of the pen. That's really nice to have. But let me know how you feel. Of course, you can comment here on YouTube. If you're listening to us, shoot me a tweet at Locked On Angels or at Steve Granato. Call our voicemail line. Let us know, 714-409-6096. And again, if you are listening to this before Thanksgiving, tell me what you're thankful for. I really want to hear about it. You could be featured on Thursday's. That's Thanksgiving's show. Don't forget to check out my other podcasts, Our Game and Movies I Should Have Watched. Our Game is a baseball podcast docuseries you should definitely check out and learn some things about baseball. Movies I Should Have Watched is a movie review podcast, comedy podcast. It's a bunch of dumb stuff, but kind of fun. Check them both out. They are linked in the episode description. I want to thank you for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. I really appreciate it. And of course, your second listen of the day today is Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us in today's Locked On Angels. Tomorrow, so long as nothing happens, it was supposed to be today's episode, but we have a full episode dedicated to Robbie Ray. Making the Case continues on Wednesday. Should the Angels sign Robbie Ray? We're going to talk about it, break it all down. That's on Wednesday again, barring anything crazy happening. Again, it was supposed to be today's episode, but, you know, the Angels decided to sign people, so we had to do that. Anyway, guys, we will talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, you're having a great holiday week and potentially weekend. Don't forget to call me and tell me what you're thankful for. All right, guys, I'm Steve Granato. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Later.